This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization says, with new national lockdowns possible, a top European Union official has urged the 27 member states to introduce common rules to test for the disease and track its spread. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
European Council President Charles Michel, who will chair an upcoming summit of leaders, has underlined logistical challenges likely to plague the rollout of any vaccines likely early next year. Given the world's biggest trading bloc relies on free movement between its member states, Michel says nations must coordinate their approach of new coronavirus tests and tracing systems aimed at halting the virus spread. Michel tells France Radio RTL, "We are in a storm. We are all in the same boat. And in this storm, we must keep cool heads." I'm Charles de la Desma.
Sources tell Reuters Germany will impose an emergency lockdown to fight the coronavirus after Chancellor Angela Merkel agreed with regional leaders to take a national action to prevent hospitals being overwhelmed. The precise measures were still subject to negotiation. The drastic steps, which the sources said would take effect starting November 2nd, are aimed at curbing the spread of the coronavirus in Europe's biggest economy as the number of new cases hit a record high. Spain will set aside 1.1 billion euros for coronavirus vaccines next year, the government said Wednesday at a presentation of the 2021 budget bill. The minority government still needs to gain parliamentary support to pass the draft budget into law. Peru reported its first case of diphtheria after 20 years following warnings by international health organizations that the coronavirus pandemic would hamper routine vaccination programs, particularly for children. This is VOA News. A U.S. Senate hearing to reform an internet law and hold tech companies accountable for how they moderate content quickly turned into a political scuffle as lawmakers not only went after the companies, but also attacked each other. Lawmakers were split on ways to hold big tech accountable under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which protects companies from liability over content posted by users, but also lets the firms shape political discourse. The chief executives of Twitter, Facebook, and Google call the law crucial to free expression on the internet. With less than a week of voting left, U.S. President Donald Trump pushed ahead Wednesday with mass rallies despite a surge in COVID-19 cases in the United States and mounting criticism that he's prioritizing his reelection above the health of his supporters. The pandemic that has upended life across the country this year is roaring back in the days leading up to the November 3rd contest when Republican Trump faces Democratic challenger Joe Biden. Biden holds a comfortable lead in national polls, which also show a public increasingly dismayed by Trump's handling of the largest public health crisis in U.S. living memory. Polls in battleground states that might decide the election are tighter. The U.N. Human Rights Office has joined a chorus of voices strongly condemning what it calls the vile, merciless attack on a private school Saturday in southwestern Cameroon. The attack killed at least six children and injured another 13 on Mother Francesca International Bilingual Academy in Kumba. No group has claimed responsibility. Nigeria's Lagos state government asked the army to intervene to restore order amid anti-police brutality protests. The military said soldiers did not shoot civilians, an assertion an Amnesty International investigation disputed Wednesday. Nigeria has been on edge following one of its biggest social upheavals in 20 years. Demonstrations across the country turned violent October 20th when witnesses in Lagos said the military opened fire on peaceful protesters shortly after local authorities imposed a 24-hour curfew, drawing international condemnation. Malaysia's foreign ministry said it had summoned France's Charges d'Affaires in Kuala Lumpur Wednesday to express concern over alleged hate speech and defamation of Islam. The Southeast Asian nation was among several Muslim-majority countries that have denounced remarks by French officials, including President Emmanuel Macron, defending the display of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a French school classroom. The caricatures are seen as blasphemous by Muslims. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.